the education issues that matter most to you. It's After School with Dr. Watlington, only on KYW News Radio.
I'm Mike DiNardo. Dr. Watlington, let's get right to it. The district more than a year ago launched Project Rise for Reimagining School Excellence. It's a rethinking of how the district evaluates charter schools. What is the progress of that project? Where are you in the timeline?
Well, certainly I would not want to get ahead of President Reginald Streeter Esquire or the Board of Education members. But certainly, as you know, we have students in the district-operated schools that are funded with public tax dollars. And we have children in the charter sector in Philadelphia who are funded with public tax dollars. As I understand it, the Board of Education is doing its due diligence to do everything it can to ensure that both sectors serve our children well and look at indicators such as, are our children getting better in reading and math performance and higher graduation rates and lower dropout rates? I'll defer to the Board of Education who's doing that work, but I think they're doing their due diligence, as I understand it, to ensure that our kids get better.
Are you hearing anything about whether that project is on track, though? Has the framework been designed and ready to be implemented?
I'll leave it to the board to talk about the particulars of the framework. I will say that in the district-operated schools, we operate with a one-page district spotlight. It lists our 12 goals with a green or yellow or red dot. A green dot means we're getting better. A yellow dot means we're flat. And a red dot means we've gone in the wrong direction. Over the past 3 years, we've made improvement in 10 of those 12 goal areas, and I think that ought to be the gold standard. And we have a lot of work to do.
It is hard to do this program and not talk about the facilities plan that closes 17 schools and modernizes 160-some others. Last week, the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers presented its own version of the facilities plan with the data it had, concluding that schools shouldn't be closed, they should be improved. Is there anything in the PFT's recommendation that you can use to help shape how you will implement the facilities plan going forward?
We enjoy a good working relationship with President Arthur Steinberg and the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. Anyone who's lived in Philadelphia for any length of time knows that one of the problems we've solved for in the facilities plan that was approved by the Board of Education is that we have a number of unused seats, and so we've got to be more efficient with how we use our resources. I did take a look at the reports put out by the PFT, and as I understand it, it made the case for why schools should not be closed. It did not make a case, at least I did not read, about other schools that should be closed in order to address those unused seats in a school district where 65% of our buildings and classrooms are currently occupied. Not sure that it gave me any additional context that would suggest that I do something different at this point.
Will you be working with the PFT, though, as you move forward, especially in schools where teachers will be moving to other schools because those schools are closing?
Absolutely. We're going to work hand in glove with the PFT, the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers, CASA, the Commonwealth Association of School Administrators, so that as we have co-locations in six places, 169 modernizations across the district, and those 17 schools that the board voted for some phased closures, not to begin until a year from now, we'll be working very closely with our union partners and look forward to it.
Dr. Watlington, as always, thank you. If you, the listener, have a question for the superintendent, feel free to contact us at afterschool@kywnewsradio.com. And if you want to listen live to the program, tune in Wednesdays at 3:45 p.m. on 103.9 FM.